This episode contains mature content. Viewer discretion is advised. Hello, Tiger. I'm Spuds. Welcome to So Odd We Discuss the podcast. For this week, this was an unexpected episode that we thought we had to talk about. Understanding how odd it is, but accepting still yourself and flaws is important because you made yourself important, including your body image. Let's talk about getting naked, Tigers. Let's begin. Commando mode, spending time in the buff, wakey nakey, birthday suit, lock the doors party. What else is a better way to say get naked? You probably have also a name for that, Tiger. Naked, like the wild. Being naked, no matter what age, marital status, or even kind of look you have when you go to a mirror, like, hey, I have a body, makes you realize you don't just celebrate your outward public appearance, but sometimes our approach to being grateful for being alive could also be by getting naked. This episode was inspired by my life coach who a few days ago told me to get naked, and I was like, what? And I didn't say it. But my mind was like, that's a good idea. And the guidance that it's a whole hour or a day that I tell my body, look, untangle yourself from clothes. Okay, get naked. And that approach that someone told me, you need to feel your body and appreciate how it looks, feels, dances, or sways, made me realize that what I first think is a lustful bad move is good for everyone's self-confidence. I wouldn't suggest it though for kids. If you need to lock the door, at least acknowledge in your own way, Tiger, that you could celebrate your own body. And I know to new listeners like Scuzz is crazy, but probably and normally I'm not the first one you've heard about the naked experience. Getting naked is not a conventional norm reserved for squirmy and intimacy delights others you invite, but it feels more comfortable when we say intimacy in this regard. We like ourselves and we see our own image rather than changing it to be somebody else liking. You know what I mean? Because sometimes before we even put on clothes, we sometimes like, oh, I wish I could do this and wear that, but we feel limited because we don't like how we look. So actually getting naked in our own private space helps us to practice flattering ourselves or when we swim. It's just a suggestion, but it's a starter. It's now becoming a habit and a mindset to get comfortable in your own skin. And because other people are so stuck, like, how could you say that? Like, how come you think of that? We're still thinking about other people's opinion when it's our time for ourselves. Like, it's really starting to disengage with other people and just have time to be, I just want my own time, you know, just for myself. And we still think our mirror is still judging us. So there's no more time for privacy because even bikini photos are on the internet. Like, what's the boundary to just feel good about ourselves rather than displaying it for the whole world to see? So rewire your brain to schedule getting naked or when you need to trigger yourself to get naked. You know what I mean? Either when you are about to sleep, going to the showers, or when you have a private space all to yourself. And this should also just be only for you, not for the whole world or party crazy in the streets. Just do it in a space where it's all right to do so. And I know at first for you, that's wild. It's uncomfortable if you're in nature. But if you tell yourself in a moment that it's important to appreciate your body, maybe to others, they disagree. But let's say to your partner, or maybe if you have a pet cat or dog and you need them to agree before they bark at your nonsense, remember, not everyone, including you, Tiger, maybe you don't want to do this kind of activity, but you have to equip your trusted partner to understand where you're coming from. like listening to me right now, if a coach or a friend told you to spend time getting naked, would you appreciate that idea or not? Before we continue, if you haven't yet, Tiger, we like to invite you to click the subscribe button on So What with Scuzz in your favorite music app. I don't know if you noticed, but we just changed our podcast mic, and we are very thankful for the Tigers reaching out in So What with Scuzz social media platforms. We're very happy that we get new Tigers listening to our podcast posts, and they reach out to us to get interviewed, and we're excited to be more active in social media platforms right now. Every week, we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice. So let's get back to the episode. We need someone to understand and support our intimacy level. As long as you don't make lies and harassing words you tell yourself and others, and as long as you don't show up to work naked, and as long as you don't scream to others that this is wrong, people will understand. And not being comfortable still is valid, and knowing our boundaries is still respected. Especially in moments we already have trauma, either it's from weight, or if you had any abuse or trust issues, or fear that you're going to be losing trust again because you're opening up. Hopefully, you can have a partner that understands it's going to take time. They can listen to you. Hopefully, they love you and care for you. And what I mean getting naked, so what they mean from you getting naked doesn't mean to say you're going to have sex time. Like, not all the time, it's just that you just want to get naked. Because sometimes getting naked may make them respond not in your best intention and best reaction. So having bad intentions means you're not comfortable, you think of running away, you think maybe of never getting naked ever again from embarrassment, and to some, they think of breaking up with that person. You need to let them know you could get triggered when your intention of getting naked is not sexual. And I was thinking of this as a poignant example, okay? But one of the rules on a nudist beach, meaning to say everyone around you is naked, many nudist beaches, though, don't allow you to bring a camera or a phone. Not just because you're going there naked, but the other people around you won't appreciate it when you don't know them and there are films. You need to at least be polite and very careful. Because realizing that other people exist and reporters would make a scene out of you could happen. Getting naked is not the norm outside your home, and we understand that, but don't let that change the basic rule of safety and protection, which is if you don't trust that person or place, you don't know them very well, especially if you haven't seen a person get mad, don't leak yourself. This is trending too, but there are so many dick photos people could send, but little do so many eggplants in the world grow in the wrong garden, and that still could get reported. So lesson, if you presume that could get recorded and you think that can escape, that still doesn't change the basic rule that you're giving your power away to not be safe anymore in the wrong hands. Don't let risk happen. The general thought about getting naked is don't let anyone see what you have, except maybe to your trusted partner that you're involved with. If you want to stay confident, it's also learning to stay private. So let's keep your intimacy life quiet. Lastly, this is not to intimidate you, but to advocate for you on a healthier body image. What if, Scuzz, we still feel bad about ourselves, like we've done many stupid things and we're just not used to it, or let's say it's just really embarrassing for us. Learning that your body and proper communication when you're naked means you have every respect that's equal to the person who sees it. Let me repeat it again. you have every respect that's equal to the person who sees it, including that full-on mirror when you judge yourself. No matter where you stand in your body image, there's nothing to be ashamed of now. You could still feel conscious, yes, when you go commando mode, but carry on that you need to let your skin breathe, have fun, promote better sleep, and become happier when you can pack light on trips. You save more money, increase your immune system, flatter your own body, and second to the last, you will feel better for being the real you. And when you encourage yourself that it's fine to start getting naked at least once an hour, you also encourage intimacy with your partner when the light is on. Ooh la la. So again, Tiger, this is not to force you to go wild more and be reckless, but change the way you see that getting naked is to unshame yourself. Your body is not flawed. It's a gift. So before we end, this is an anonymous code we like to share. It is easy to take off all your clothes and have sex. People do it all the time. But opening up your soul to someone, and I like to also add your mirrored self, letting them into your spirit, thoughts, fears, future, hopes, and dreams, that's being naked. Thank you for spending oddly your time with me, Tiger. I'm Scuzz, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuzz, the podcast. You can follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. This is your chance to roar your inner voice and be part of the show. Go to your favorite music app, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week, Wednesday and or Thursday, for another So Odd session. So Tiger, wherever you are, thank you, salamat, merci, terima kasih, tijikur idirim, and remember, amping in my language means take care. So Tiger, amping!